Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Teijo Kärnä. I'm coming from ABB in Finland. And first of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present also ABB's viewpoint on renewables and also especially wind. When I was putting up this presentation, I was thinking about should I present some high fancy technological innovations or should I stay to the basics? And I came to the conclusion that we still have to stay at the basics, and we can never stress out enough the basic things that has to be in place so that we have a future in renewable energies. And my presentation will today also a little bit talk about what we have here: modern eco-cities, smart energy, green transport. Because all of these are put together somehow and related to each other. I was glad to hear two words by Minister Niinistö. It was production and consumption and a change of mindset. I would like to show in my presentation that technology is already there. Now we need something else. Shortly about ABB, we are a company about 130,000 employees in 100 countries, and we have a revenue of about $31 billion, and we are a publicly owned company and listed in Switzerland, Sweden, and USA. We are working in the field of power and automation, so we can say that we are the guys that love to electrify the world. What are we doing in renewables? As renewables is an integral and big part of power production today and in the future, we are of course also present in this business. And we are supplying products, services and systems for the wind and also other renewables coming from the components in the turbine and then talking about the grid and the control of wind and the power production. I have to stress out, we are not manufacturing wind turbines, but we manufacture electrical components and systems for these products. Then, who are we? We have to have a Nordic-Baltic perspective of this today also. And in ABB, in the Baltic and Nordic countries, we are about 18,000 employees. And I have to say that a significant part of these people are working in the field of renewables and smart grid and electric vehicles and so on and so far. And have to say that the main factories for generators, transformers, converters, switchgear cables, transmission and so on, and also the R&D for these are located in Scandinavia and Baltic. And a good example that I can mention from yesterday, Minister Parts opened a new solar converter factory yesterday in Jyri, about 10 kilometers from here. Wherever I move around, especially in the Nordic countries and also in the Baltic countries, I always face three things, same things, and the significant difference between our countries and Central Europe and Southern Europe is one statement, one belief, one attitude that differs. First of all, wind power is, according to us, unstable and unpredictable. Have you heard it? It's expensive. Question is, what is expensive? I have never got an answer for that. That is my first counter question. What is expensive? Nobody can say. And the third, very nice, but not in my backyard. And this was also what Martin Cruz took up earlier. I say that ABB, we have the technological solutions for the two first things, unstable and unpredictable. Expensive, we can reduce the cost with technology. But the third bullet, I leave it to you. I talked about the basics. We have to discuss about this first and talk about it a little bit to understand the situation today. And this goes to the comment about power production and also consumption.
Where are we? There.
We have to understand the situation today
with the traditional grid and transmission of power.
We have centralized power generation, big power plants. The energy is flowing in one direction, from the producer to the consumer. And whatever we consume, we produce more. So the generation is following the load. How this is operated? This is operated basically on historical experiences. We know that for Christmas Eve, we know a little bit more energy because everybody is making food at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and so on and so far. And today there is a limited accessibility for new power producers with this system. So this is the mindset change and also the infrastructure change that is fundamental to be changed so that we can have renewable energy in the future. The future grid will look like that, and I would like to stress out one thing from this. Consumers become producers, that is for sure. This is not happening in the Nordic countries today. And the load is adapted to the production. This means that when we have later on today discussed electrical vehicles, it will not be sustainable that everybody come home from work and plug in the electrical car and charge it at once. It doesn't work. We have to have something smart behind it so that it works. And then we need to measure, we need to know what is happening in the grid. And we are talking about the smart grid, and you ask different people what is smart grid, and you get as many answers as you ask. But this is one of ABB's point of view, and I have tried to make it easy for myself to understand also what this smart grid means. It means that we need products that support the grid in case of failure, meaning that the grid cannot drop off due to a failure somewhere in the line. We need remote monitoring so that we know what is happening and we can predict what to do. We need remote monitoring also for solar farms. It's got the same for wind. So as I said, renewables are more or less the same. It's just the difference in the way we produce it. And we will need efficient long-distance transmission. And that means also that the electrical grid will not be national anymore. It will not be Scandinavian or Nordic anymore. It will be a pan-European network in the future. And that is one fundament that we need. Otherwise, this will never work. Generation that is balancing is need to be remote operated. We need to have energy storages. We took up the hydro storage there. We have to have battery storages. We have to have balance the load. I mean that maybe we shut off the charging of the car if there is not enough of energy at the moment. And then we have the economical thing. We have the emission trading and so on, and we have to have a system that we can follow up and know what is happening there also. So, as I said, the technology for this is already existing. We have to just to implement it. We call it a smart grid. In our opinion, it's networks managing. We need to have substation and feeder automation, flexible AC transmission systems for grid stability, static VAR compensation for energy storage, high voltage transmission, and integration of solar, wind, electrical vehicles, smart meters for demand response, and energy management systems and smart house devices. So this is what ABB more or less is producing today already. Unstability. We know that the weather forecast for tomorrow will be windy, but how windy? Nobody knows. And this is something that needs to be still updated and developed. Still, we have already systems that supports this, that we can predict the future better concerning the power production. Then about the expensive. How expensive is wind? Well,
It's essential to reduce the cost of wind, cost of energy, that's for sure. And the price has gone down, as you see, according to this curve that I put up here. But we still need to work on this. And if the future will be like, what do we see here, 6 US cents by kilowatt hour, we are already then below today's market prices for energy. However, we need to be more efficient. This is not just pure efficiency on the, each and every component, it's efficiency of transmission and control. Reliability. This is an Achilles heel for the wind today, that the wind is not reliable enough from technological point of view. Here we say as ABB, with the experience of 30 years in wind, that we pretty much know what it is all about already. Grid support, I mentioned. Efficient transmission and forecasting. This all of those together bring down the cost of energy for wind. But then we are lucky to be in the Nordic Baltic states because the market supports us in wind. Why so? Because the energy price in the Nordic countries is based on Nord Pool, and the energy market price is based on the marginal cost, meaning price of fuel. So we are paying for the energy according to the most expensive that the production form that is used at the moment, depending on the demand. So we have the demand here and the capacity available, and the price is determined by that. And why I say that we are lucky, because there is no fuel costs more or less for wind and hydro, so that's the most cheapest way to produce it according to this model. And what happens if we add a lot of wind here? It means that this curve, demand curve, moves. And what will happen to the price? The price goes down. And there is already evidence for this. This has happened already in Germany. It will happen here as long as the energy cost me profile looks like this. And why shouldn't it? This is my comment about expensive. Then the last, but I think not the least, smallest issue. I said that the grid in the future has to be pan-European so that green energy will work. We need to have enough of transmission capacity between the countries. This is not national business anymore. The wind blows always somewhere. And to adjust the production according to the consumption is not anymore even on regional level. And this is what we have to make sure in the Nordic and Baltic countries, that we have enough of transmission capacity for this. And I leave with this slide for you to think about, do we have enough in this area, looking at the plans, what is happening here? Who will be dependent on whom? Aita.
Thanks. Mõned küsimused. Tõstke käsi, kui on küsimusi. Some questions. I've got a question. You mentioned solar energy, so it, for me it seems as sort of theoretical approach for Estonia. Is there any sense to talk about solar energy here in Estonia?
Why not? It's we are not talking about that Estonia would be fully reliable on solar production. Not. But each of these systems are compensating each other and backupping each other.
All right.
As you know, in this summer, you had also, I think, a very good summer here. It was not so much wind, but we had a lot of solar.
Great. Any other questions? Yeah, there is a question. Please use the mic. Kasutage mikrofoni.
Tervist. Minu küsimus on selline, kas praegu tavaliste labadega turbiinide asemel võiks mere tingimustes kasutada ka vertikaalturbiine, mis oleks umbes sama efektiivse tootmisega. Aitäh.
Please. There was a question about turbines and the type of turbines.
Yes.
So there is a traditional form of turbines. Mm-hmm. Are there any alternatives available?
Well, now we go into the technology details, of course. However, today the three-blade system that we see is economically, we are talking about mass production, and that's concerning cost, transportation issues, and so on, the most cost-efficient way to do it. There are very big technical challenges if we talk about vertical turbines, and going up in a sizes of 5 to 7 megawatt will be the trend offshore in the near future. We would need a rotating carousel around about with a diameter of something like 100 meter and a height of 50 meter. And can you imagine that rotating reliability with a reliable way in the offshore environment? I don't think so. Not yet. The technology is not there.
Thanks a lot. Nii, lähme oma programmiga edasi ja nüüd räägime sellest mõistest nagu clean tech, mida on eesti keeles raske tõlkida, aga see on siis loodusesõbralik tehnoloogia ja esinejaks on Arne Luuko, ta on firma WinWind finantsjuht.